Let's offer thanks for our zikrullah. And it's just like after a meal, we offer thanks for the food and the company. So we offer thanks to Allah and to His Prophet and to His Prophets and all the prophetic lineage, that prophetic tree of light that has illumined humanity throughout time and that has inspired humanity with the most beautiful ways of being and has made humanity happy. For this is the tree of happiness, it's the tree of union, it's the tree of nearness, and it's the tree of beautiful adab. Oh Allah, we thank you for sheltering us under this tree and for feeding us from the fruits of this tree and giving us to drink of the medicine of this tree, oh Allah, and the sap of this tree, and for granting us the beautiful zikrullah, oh Allah. We cannot thank you enough. We could never thank you enough for giving us this grace, this love, your own love, which is like your own heart beating, O Allah, the zikrullah. It is your own love that is resonating and vibrating and reaching out and touching every cell of our beings, O Allah. So that you have called us into your very own heart, for that is what the zikr is. It is being called into the inner heart of Allah. There to receive and be transformed, O Allah. So we may we spend our lives thanking and praising you and serving you and serving humanity, adoring you and being in awe of you, observing and contemplating you in everything, O Allah, and contemplating you in ourselves. And bless the great transmitters of the great branches of this tree, Hazreti Pir Nuruddin Jauhari, and all his lineage streaming from the heart of Rasulullah, streaming from the hearts of all the lineage of prophets back into Allah. And ya Hazreti Musafir Ashqi, the great Aziz, the great Ashqi, the great lover, who loved so openly, so freely, and the great Noor, Noor al-Anwar, who shed his light in all directions and who elevates humanity through his light. Ameen. And bless all the lovers, O Allah, all the lovers who are living, and encourage the lovers, O Allah, and bring the lover and beloved together and make the way easy to you, O Allah. Do not keep us far, make it impossible for us to be far from you. And make the way easy for humanity and protect humanity from any evil influences or the whisper and any doubts, O Allah. Ignite the heart of humanity with love to you and illumine the conscience of humanity with clarity and with divine beauty and divine and the divine mystery. Ameen, ameen, ameen. And may tyrannies fall away, O Allah. And may the limited self melt away, O Allah. The limited religions, the limited society, the limited family, the limited self, O Allah. May that all melt and disappear in the flood of love coming from you to us and from us to you. Ameen. And bless this masjid, this dergah, this place of prostration, this place of whirling, this place of celebration, this place of communion and community and food and of nourishment, O Allah, this place of hope and joy, O Allah, this place of happiness, and this place where so many friends of God set foot, O Allah, and bless. Ameen, 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 and bless this city, get a city of truth and justice and love and compassion, O Allah, and bless all the cities on the globe. Ameen, 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 and bless creation to the secret heart of our prayers of Fatiha.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amen.
Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Allah, I have come to you. O Allah, I am here. I stand before you. This is the cry of all the prophets and all the great lovers of God. Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. Here I am, O Allah. I am here before you, for you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, there's such a deep calm, deep peace in the heart and body and mind. Mind is sort of empty after zikr. Isn't that interesting? It's so hard to stop the mind. You can't stop the mind if you try. I mean, people have spent years and years trying to stop the mind. But through zikr, through intense zikr, the mind calms down to the point where it's just like a soft murmur, a little rivulet instead of a roaring river. But there's the wheel, the Ferris wheel mind, and then there's, of course, the illumined mind. If we just conceive in the heart someone with love, immediately that person receives the love, immediately, instantaneously. Yeah. Yeah. It was very touching tonight. I was very touched by somehow who brought us into the subject of love and and contemplating the prophets and their love, the manifestation of their love for Allah. And each called and totally called and totally unresistant, except I guess for there were a few. It's interesting. What we would call, we wouldn't even notice it. The resistance or the, if there was a slight hesitancy, on the part of some. Well, they say Yunus hesitated to respond to the call, but it was just the divine play, really. As it said, the errors of the saints are the virtues of the pious. So the hesitations of the prophets are the rushing of us. But may their secrets be revealed to us, and more and more may our hearts be filled with their love and for Allah, because I felt, I could feel in the zikr, somehow I felt the zikr had that quality. I could just feel, almost like that image of Moses going up the mountain, and he would rush up before his people to meet God. I mean, these things seem so, that's not exactly how God manifests, but it is, We were reading Ruth Behan Bakli the other night, and it sounds exactly like that. God appears in certain ways, in certain moments. And so Moses would rush up the mountain to meet with God and leave his people behind. And God asked him, why do you leave your people behind? And he said, oh Lord, to meet you. I can't wait. Alhamdulillah. May we be inspired with that love, that ardor. Amen. Yeah. And Effendi, rahmatullah alayh, before it said that his last day of passing, he knew he was going to pass. He told his family he was going to die that night and transition. And they didn't believe him, though. He said this was the happiest day of his life. Isn't that amazing? Because he thought he was going to be completely with his beloved. Sometimes you'd look at Effendi Noh and he'd look like he was about to burst, you know, almost from the intensity of his love, and as though his bodily frame could not hold the love inside anymore. So it finally burst the envelope. Alhamdulillah, may we all have his light. Good.